worry for this. And she became old in his young age. Also Sudama Vipra. In young age he became old. So he requested him again and again that you should go. You will have not to beg anything. He will give everything to you without begging. So you must go. He told that I am going only to meet him. I will not tell anything to him. No harm. I said, I am going, but you should give me something that I will present him. She told that hey, there is nothing in my house. So she begged some
broken rice.
And she wrapped it in a very, any cloth, but dirty cloth, because no white dry or anything good. Anyhow, he took, and chanting Krishna and remembering Krishna, he went. From morning, he walked up till 4 or 5 in evening, and he reached there. He was so much tired. There were some beva in his...
So many cracks in his feet.
And worn and torn, no cloth, only one chadar here and one, and it was also of his wife, not of him. And it was old and old. He was searching the house of Krishna, palace of Krishna. And there are so many lakhs and lakhs palaces in Dwarka, and anyone could not tell that where he will be. In which queen's palace he will be. Anyhow, luckily, Krishna saw from the palace of Rukmini, he was sitting on the bed of Rukmini, and Rukmini and all queens were doing shamar, bhajan, and so many things, giving battle net. And then Krishna, he saw Krishna, that Brahmin. And Krishna came running and weeping and embraced that Brahmin. After that he took his hand and went to the queen, that Rukmini. And he requested him to sit on the tatpi. And Krishna said, lower down. And he began to wash the feet of Krishna. And he asked queens that you should give water. And he began to pour. Not only by this, by his tears also. All the queens are thinking, who is this Brahman? After that, washing hands, and he did archan, gave tilak, and when he was seated easily, then he offered something to take, and after that, he began to massage that poor Brahmin. All were fanning and chambering to this Brahmin, poor Brahmin. At that time, Sudama thought that it may be that he has not recognized me. He is thinking that anyone other. He is not thinking that I am the same Brahmin. It may be. And that is why he is honoring me and giving so much these things. Then Krishna kindly told him the same story of his school and collecting oats. Then he knew. Oh, knowingly he is doing. Whole night they were talking each other, and when it became morning, he took bath and he did what he used to do, archan and doing everything. And he told Krishna, "Oh Krishna, and now I want to return my home." Krishna told, "Have you brought something for me?" But he was so simple, he did not wanted to give that what presentation his wife has given. "I know that my sister-in-law must have given you something." And seeing, telling so, from here, there was a peat here, and he took forcibly, and took one. When he began to take second, then Rukmini catch hold. "Oh, you want to give myself also? By giving one handful of this rice, and you have given whole thing, whole world affluence to him, then you want to give us also?" "Don't do so." And after that, he told that, "I must go." Krishna said, "Yes, you can go." Krishna outwardly gave nothing, not even one coin also. Or in India, it is a culture that if anyone comes and he used to go, then even a dhoti, a chadar, or something is given to him. But Krishna never did also this thing, even. Then he began to walk towards his home. He was thinking, "Oh, Krishna is so merciful." He thought that I'm qualified, unqualified. And that is why he have never given anything. So, if I had all these things, affluence and so much wealth, then I will forget Krishna. In world, we see that those who have taken birth in so much high family, those who are so much learned persons, those who are so beautiful, and those
who have too much
wealth, they cannot chant and remember Krishna. They cannot worship. That is why Krishna is so merciful to me that he has not given anything, any wealth or one farthing to me. And thinking all these things, whole day walking, in evening he reached to his village and saw that, "Where is my village? I have come wrong perhaps. Where is my bhajan kuti?" He saw that there was no kuti.
No hermitage.
Hermitage, nothing. And where have gone my old cows? There was one cow, very
lean and thin.
Lean and thin. Where have my wife? Where is my wife? He saw that a big palatial building was there. And there were so many Kamdhenu there, about 16,108, with good cows, very big horses, very beautiful cows. So many elephants were doing like this, and palatial, so much building. So many ratna, jewels were there, full of jewels. There were so many maid servants there, very beautiful in young years. And he saw at once that where I have, perhaps I have forgotten and I have come to any palatial building. In the meantime, his wife, surrounded by so many young, very beautiful ladies, having a big thal with arati, water, lamp, chandan,
incense stick,
chawal, and all these things. And he wanted to do arati of Sudama Vipra. He was so ashamed. And why they are coming to me? And he wanted to return and to fly away anywhere. But his wife caught hold at once. And when he touched At once he became also very beautiful young Brahmin. Very beautiful. Krishna is so merciful. He thought that Sudama Vipra has come from his home. He is so beggar, poor. There was nothing in his home, but even borrowing something from neighbor, and he has brought something for me. But I have so much affluence. So how I can repay him? I cannot repay. Because he has given whole everything. But I cannot give him everything. So I cannot repay. So in the night, he gave everything to him. All the twins, one big palaces. So there were about
15,000.
So many cows, so many calves, so many horses, so many elephants, so many everything there. So one article, all twins gave him. Now he is so rich. He began to weep bitterly. Now I can forget Krishna. But he is so merciful, I never wanted. But my wife wanted something. And he has given so much riches that I may forget him. So what to do? Began to weep. Then at once, Krishna inspired that you cannot forget. I have given, it is a very true person and qualified person. Otherwise, all will think that those who worship Krishna becomes poor. So I must take this for example that if anyone serves Krishna, he never becomes poor. So we should not fear for this. But if you are engaged in this, then you cannot have that transcendental love and affection which is really in Vrindavan. So, if any is qualified, Krishna takes up all these things and gives eternal bliss and eternal this love. And this is our, we are all eternal servant of Krishna. So anyhow, we should try to serve him, chant him. All the process, among all the process, to chant her name is so easy. In night, in day, whether we are poor or rich, whether we are very famous or nothing, we can chant. Even a boy can chant, a Mohammedan can chant, a Christian can chant, all can chant together. There is no rule and regulation for night and day to take bath or not take bath. Even you can chant it on sitting on bed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. There should be some honor for that. I am of Krishna. Main Krishna ka hum. It has been written in a book that if anyone thinks that Krishna is mine, then Krishna becomes his forever. One time especially, jadi anyone can, jadi ek bar bhi Krishna ko ye kahe ki main tumhara hun, to Krishna uske ho jate hain. Krishna becomes him. So, in among all the processes to serve Krishna, Harinam Sankirtan is best. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam. Kalau Nasti, 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 Gatiranyata. We cannot meditate. We cannot have a trance. We cannot do fire sacrifices in Kali Yuga. Anything can be done. Only Harinam. Going to office, doing any job, anywhere, sleeping, even there is a very little story I am telling you. Once there was a person who was always engaged in his job. He had no time to chant name or doing anything medical.
Meditation
or anything. Whole day and night he was engaged. Once Narad came to him and told, "Why you are not chanting?" He told that, "I have no time in day and night." "Oh, you have time." "When I have time?" "Oh, when you are going to school, what are you doing?" "What do you do?" "At that time I am free." "Oh, at that time you should do." So he took a lota in India style and he went to his stool in forest and he was sitting and also passing his stool and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. In the same time Hanuman was there. Anywhere Ram Nam will be done, chanted, he must come. So he came and he saw that in impure stage he is chanting, washing his stool. So he kept very strongly on his back. But he became so wonder that he is easily chanting Ram Ram and after that he went away. How it became? I kicked once to Raman and Kumbhakaran and they became fainted and rolling down on the earth. But he easily went away and nothing. How it became? Then he went to the palace of Ram and he used to message him in night. So when he entered, Ram was doing crashing like this. He asked that, "Oh Prabhu, why you are doing so? So you have kicked me and now you are asking me that
what happened?
What happened? When I kicked you? Never. No. When that person was passing his stool and you kicked him when he was chanting Ram Ram. You know that Ram and myself, the name and Nami is both one. No difference. When he was chanting Ram Ram, I was there. So, your kick was on my back, not on his back." So, Prabhu is so merciful. You can chant anyway, without taking food, without taking bath, at the time of sleeping, walking, anytime. Jatha tatha naam lae, desh kaal niyam nahi, sarva siddhi hai. By this name, you can have everything if you want. Liberation, salvation, wealth, reputation, good wife, good child, or Krishna prem, everything can be achieved by only by this name. There is no source in Kaliyuga by any other process. But if you are following some rules and regulations to chant Krishna name, then it is more better. Quickly we will have. Otherwise, you will have to take so many birth and deaths. And after that, any good association you can have. And after that, you will have Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. Then you can go there. So, you should try to chant with very strong faith that by this, my life will be success. If whole life, you are always engaging your whole energy to collect money, 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 you cannot be happy. It is what established truth. We'll have to give up all this body also. So, we have to try to follow this process of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Gaur Premanande. Oh, one kirtan. Kunja Bihari. Oh, you don't remember? So any kirtan you like. What you remember? And after that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.